Tanzania's former Prime Minister Mizengo Pinda leads the SADC Electoral Observation Mission, which joins other groupings from the Commonwealth and the African Union. Pinda says the SADC Electoral Observers Mission is in line with the regional bloc's aspiration to hold democratic elections within member states.
When you go to observe an election, first is to make to get a picture of how prepared are the host countries. So in this case, we are sure that things have been prepared very well. But the second thing, of course, the assurance must go beyond that general statement. We want to be sure that peace is prevailing, and peace will prevail even during the elections.
The SADC has often been criticized for failing to hold errant members to account, with the recent Zimbabwe and Mozambique polls placed as free and fair despite reported irregularities. SADC Executive Secretary Elias Makhosi says the bloc can only recommend and its reports are not binding on member states.
Where matters become very serious, through the secretariat, the chairperson of the organ is entitled by the guidelines to actually bring those issues before a summit, for summit to consider.
Only a handful of political party representatives attended Tuesday's SADC Observer Mission launch. The opposition has alleged there are attempts to rig the poll. Penyo Obudale of the Alliance for Progressives, which is running under the opposition coalition Umbrella for Democratic Change, says his party sent no one to the meeting as, in their opinion, SADC election observers are compromised.
We didn't find it worthwhile to come to witness this launch of the SADC Observer Mission because, as you know, they were in Zimbabwe and they gave a report that said that the elections ran short of the standards set by SADC, and the elections were not free and fair. We met the advance observer mission team, and we, you know, told them that we wouldn't find it worthwhile to engage with them until we know what happened to the report.
Botswana's Foreign Affairs Minister Lemogang Kwape says they will allow observers to carry out their duty unhindered.
And we open our doors. It's a free country. Go every corner of this country and observe, interact with people, and make your observation, which we believe will be independent. And Botswana, as a country, stand ready to receive your comments.
Commonwealth and AU observers arrived in the country last week in time to monitor the advance election for poll workers, soldiers and police, which took place on Saturday. Mqondisi Dube for VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.